This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You found it. The front lines of the human awakening. It's the InfoWar.
And now, Alex Jones.
There must be some kind of way.
Well, by the grace of God and a lot of luck and your support, we beat Hillary Clinton. And I properly gauge that humanity would want freedom worldwide versus globalism. And that as arrogant as the corporate press was, the trader press, if we just got the word out about globalism versus freedom versus nationalism and renaissance, that the world would revolt. And the new president in Brazil has delivering in royals flush right now. And so is the rest of Eastern Europe. So is the UK. So is Russia. And I'm just proud America is right beside that big, fat, juicy renaissance that South Korea, Japan, many others are involved in. Some areas of the Middle East. There was a big renaissance coming in the Middle East. That's where the globalists set loose 7 years ago, the Arab Spring. Now, that said, Matt Bracken's coming up with a lot of key intel in the next hour, former Navy SEAL, best-selling author. But we're going to launch in the next few weeks three new products. Now, these three new products are sponsor-driven because you know they're trying to take our payment processing away. They're trying to shut us down, George Soros says. Now, they failed. They took five of our six. We got a few backups, got some other things there. But just in case, I am forging alliances with top companies in the U.S. that reached out to us, and some that I've known for a long time, who want to sponsor us regardless of what happens. They're ready for the fight. I said to these three companies, this goes back months ago when this all started, I said, I don't want you to go through that. Why should we show our hand? Let's have our cake and eat it too. With the audience, we'll private label your best-selling products, and then that way everybody gets the best price. They get it from you. You drop ship it. You handle it under a new company name, whole new deal, and then George Soros has a lot more trouble coming after you with the different criminal organizations he runs. And they said, okay, then, yeah, we'll do that. Well, we've done it. We've built three new websites, three new companies with these folks, and the first one I'm going to announce here, ladies and gentlemen, is Washington's Reserve. Washington's with an S, reserve.com. This is in the top three. I'm not going to weigh too much. Not just CBD oil, but herbal companies in the nation. Okay? And they're in Whole Foods. They're in everything. And they already put out this CBD-enriched extracts from wild organic hemp, the very best. They already are one of the main people in the country with this. And what's great about this is, there's no THC, doesn't get you high. It's legal in all 50 states. There's no questions like a lot of the CBD oil. Gets you locked up and isn't even as good. This has all the good, none of the bad. It's from raw hemp, CBD oil, super strong. And we've got it from super weak and super inexpensive right up to Godzilla level. And by Godzilla level, it doesn't get you high. It makes you, well, knockout's great with valerian root and L-tryptophan and all the rest of it. And it's awesome. But this is even stronger. What I've been taking is the sleep aid. And my Lord, is it incredible? And again, you don't feel it when you're on it. It just, there's no drug in it. There's nothing to get you arrested. It's all what's in the hemp that George Washington grew at Mount Vernon, and it's all there. And there's literally more than 30 products on the site because this is private labeled, one of the top. They've already given away too much saying top three, but it's a big company, and they were willing to go to bat with us with a contract, everything, to not back down. I said, listen, let's just have your cake and eat it too. Just like MyPillow is keeping Tucker Carlson on the air, it's the same thing with this, and it's Washington's Reserve. Ladies and gentlemen, we're ready to ship it to you anywhere in the 50 states or worldwide. It's amazing.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on.
Defending this republic against all enemies, foreign and domestic. You know, Matt Bracken's taken over for the hour, former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, website enemiesforeigndomestic.com. And I heard him the other day on the radio while I was driving. I wasn't watching. And he said, you know, I usually wear this lion necklace, but he said, now I'm going to wear this Vlad Tepes necklace, which I know goes back to the La Reconquista when they started taking back Spain from the Moors, from the North African invasion. And I'm telling you, I think that is a symbol that I want to use as well, because I don't want the fake symbol of the cross taken over by the fake churches that teaches us to lay down and be slaves. Christ said, sell your garments and buy swords. There's a time for Christ to die as a sacrifice for our sins. But did Moses lay down? No. No. Did the Jews lay down at Masada? There's also a time to defend yourselves, not offensively, but defensively. Now, once somebody starts a war, everything is defense. But I do like the Vlad Tepes symbol, and I'm going to get behind it. And you know what? I had a whole bunch, maybe 5,000 belt buckles forged. They were successful and they were good, but they're so expensive to make. By the time you make them one for $25 and sell it for $40, you don't really fund yourself. Hell, I'm wearing one right now. Well, I mean, I'm wearing my own. Take it off. I designed this baby years ago. Veteran-owned group out of Oregon, actually. But I have them make some more. I think they had like maybe 1,000 of these. Well, this is one of 500. This limited edition. It says Molon. Here, let's get a document cam shot. Molon Labe, InfoWars. By the way, I'm saying this on air that I'm going to get behind the Vlad Tepes movement. Not because I'm claiming it's mine or a symbol that only I can have. Anything I talk about like this commercially, there's a run on it. So I hope everybody starts putting Vlad Tepes stuff out and puts us out of business. But I am going to put out a Vlad Tepes belt buckle. That's made in 1776 line right there. And I'm going to put out a silver necklace. And then later, were that successful, a gold one. And because people want something designer like that. And that's the type of jewelry I would actually wear that actually has a symbol to it. So I'm not a gaudy fellow. But symbols are everything. And a Christian cross with a dagger in the bottom of it, that is very, very exciting. Cross of St. James. So I guess Vlad Tepes came up with the idea about it. But it's also called the Vlad Tepes cross. But regardless, it's people need symbols, don't they, Matt Bracken?
Yeah, definitely, and especially when you're trying to counteract, almost a century of Gramscian and Frankfurt School cultural Marxist brainwashing. I'm sure it's no coincidence that the translation of "Thou shalt not murder" got changed to the pacifistic "Thou shalt not kill." Like, you mean if a home invader is coming in, just let him have your kids because it's "Thou shalt not kill." That's a completely false translation.
No, the Hebrew translation is "thou shalt not murder," which means go out and just kill an innocent person.
Right, but that doesn't mean no self-defense. And this is the This is VladTepesBlog.com, the cross. There's no copyright on it per se. He sells them because he's trying to get this idea going, and he got the idea.
No, I heard you talking about. That's what I'm saying is that we need pure adoption of this. And it's the cross of St. James.
That's right. And his name is St. James Matamoros, which means kill the Moors. And the cross is usually shown red because his silver sword was covered with the blood of the Moors. This is attributed to a battle in the middle of the 800s when Spain was pushed up to like a tiny little strip along the northern coast. And from there, where they were being, you know, constantly practically exterminated or made extinct in Spain as free Christian Spanish, the King Ramiro, there was an annual tribute of 100 maidens. And he finally said, no, we're not going to pay the 100 maidens tribute from our province. And prayed, and according to the, whether you want to call it a miracle or a myth or a legend, St. James the Apostle appeared in Spain on this horse and, you know, just started wiping out Moors. And it still took 700 years, but that cross became the symbol of the fighting Christians that weren't just going to, you know, commit suicide.
And let me throw this out about the
pacifism.
Let me throw this out about the cross of St. James. I was, the last few days before that, and with my crew, thinking we need a new symbol for the InfoWar, and I want it to be something that's a cross, but I don't want it to be associated with the establishment, evil, synthetic Christianity. I want it to be about the defense of Christendom and the defense of the West. And then as sure as the sun came up, was it Monday? Was it last Friday? What day was it you last hosted?
Friday.
So it was last Friday. I'm in my car to take care of some errands. And I hear you talking about that cross of St. James, and I already knew that cross. And I went, oh, my God, next time I talk to Matt Bracken, that's the symbol that InfoWars is going to adopt, because I already knew the symbol. I've been to Spain. I know the history of it. I know that, like you said, 500 to 700 years of La Reconquista, millions dead, the rest of Europe, the Crusades starting there as a defense. And that's really it. So this is going to be my symbol. And I think the Vlad Tepes blog, people can go there, get themselves one. But absolutely, we're going to come out with these in silver as well, on shirts. Everyone should adopt this. I'm telling you, this is a gift from God, because I was already thinking the same thing the last few days in meetings, trying to come up with a cross symbol that's original for InfoWars that telegraphs who we are, and this is it. So I'm telling you, this is meant to happen.
Yeah, I'm actually I'm really promoting this for patches, you know, what they call morale patches. There's a company that called 144.1, which is a psalm about the Lord teaching my hands to prepare for war. So it's actually in the Bible, Psalm 144. They have a website where they sell what they call morale patches, and they're going to start making these also. This is, you know, different, you know, Gadsden symbols, things like that.
This needs to join the Gadsden. This needs to join the 1776, the 3%, because it's older than all that. And if it wasn't for this, we wouldn't be here.
That's right. And it's going to take a real shift in the mentality. And I welcome the opportunity to debate, because anybody who reflexively, you know, brainwashed pacifists who reflexively say, but Jesus said, turn the other cheek. Well, no, Jesus never said commit suicide through pacifism. And it wasn't.
Well, there's
until
a good quote. Let's go back to that quote since you mentioned it. That's a powerful quote. We put that quote back up, guys, please. That's a Psalm of David. Blessed be he, the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight.
Right. Because otherwise, you're just going to be wiped out by the next pack of, you know, Mongols or jihadists that comes along. You know, there are vicious groups out there, and their formula is to be so vicious that people will just surrender. You know, the Mongols and the jihadists used the same exact formula. When they would approach a walled city, they would send out an emissary, and they would say, if you surrender and you agree to pay the tribute and do whatever we say, you know, send us women, feed our armies, then we won't massacre you. But if you resist, we're going to massacre your men, enslave your women and children. And they would do it. So that it was the Mongol formula, and then later it was Muhammad's formula. And you know what's really fascinating to me? Where these two battle strategies met was in the Crimea. And guess what? The Crimean Tatars became Muslims. So when it came to out-brutalizing one another, the Mohammedans out-brutalized the Mongol horde, the Tatars. So the Tatars didn't defeat the Mohammedans. The Mohammedans, the Tatars came into that region, but a century later, guess what? They're all Islamic. So, I mean, you know, you can't throw rose petals at jihadists or win them over with poetry verses.
And then we have Albania invading Serbia. They even admit start of the war, and our media says Serbia is to blame for defending itself. Thank God Russia went into Pristina and didn't let them take the whole damn country.
Yeah, that's a whole other issue. You know, it's easy for people like in Holland or Sweden to virtue signal. But when you're a Serb and you've been living literally in the trenches, you know, for hundreds of years, the only way you're not going to be Islamified is by becoming a tough son of a bitch.
Well, they come to kill you, you're going to have to kill. And I'm sorry, I tried to stop all this. I tried to stop and destabilize the Middle East and breaking the borders, but the globalists succeeded, so now we have to prepare for war. Matt Bracken takes over. Stay with us.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Matt Bracken.
Okay, it's good to be back, and I find it really amazing that Alex heard that episode last Friday when I was talking about the St. James Cross. It's this symbol, for anybody that missed the last segment. It's the symbol of Christians that are going to fight back and resist with force of arms. And anyway, look for that on hats, patches, stickers, etc. going forward. As you can see, I'm wearing one right now. Now, in this first segment, I've got a little talk to give. But after that, we're going to take some calls. And the call-in number is 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-ALEX. And we'll be taking calls in the next segments after this. So I'm not sure if I'm going to start doing podcasts. People are asking if I'm going to, or making my own videos. There are so many great ones out there. I always look for Black Pigeon Speaks, Iconoclast. There's a lot that are really worth watching, in my opinion. Too many to list here. Those are two of my favorites. And I don't know if I can even get into their league, but I do occasionally write some stuff. And in fact, you know, besides novels, I have a lot of short works, and I'm putting together a printed version of my anthology now that's updated with my newer stuff up to this past year. Now, this is one that I haven't written. It's not in any book or essay yet, but I call this Rules for Deep State Overlords. And this is basically the handbook for how to take over a country and then maintain your own power against the will of the people in the modern era. And I'm going to go through these. They're numbered. I might write an essay or do a video, but and you can help me out if you think I missed anything here. Number one is maybe the stickiest and the hardest, and it's unique to the United States and only a few other countries because it's pretty hard to accomplish this. Rule number one is disarm the population in the name of public safety. This is almost, in every case, a mandatory requirement of a deep state tyranny. You have to disarm the peasants. Even in Venezuela, they did it a year or two before they really put on the screws. Every country from Armenia to Germany in the 30s, the Armenians were wiped out after they were disarmed. The reason given was public safety. The problem in the United States for the deep state overlords is the Constitution. It's in the Constitution. So they've got to find workarounds, and that generally involves putting corrupt judges into positions of power. Now, number two on the list is you have to make sure that your police, especially, and the military have their own separate pay channels, housing, access to food. So even if the supermarkets are being looted, even if the ATMs aren't working, you have to make sure that your police and your military are going to get paid. They'll feel secure, and then they'll be willing to go out and crack heads among the rabble out in the outside of the bases. But they need to have their own supply lines. That's pretty much accomplished already in most modern countries. That's no problem. Now, then you need to stealthily recruit a permanent voting block of useful idiots. And you do this by promising them free stuff. And how do you recruit a moron? You promise them a free lunch. By definition, there's no such thing, but morons don't know that. this ties in with something called the Dunning-Kruger effect. The Dunning-Kruger effect is a psychological paradigm where people who are really dumb are too dumb to know how dumb they are, and they think they're actually smart. So when an Ocasio-Cortez comes along and says, we're going to have a green revolution and give everybody everything for free, and we're not going to listen to those mean Republicans, these dummies actually believe it. So the Democrats are what are recruiting Dunning-Kruger Democrats. She's a Dunning-Kruger leader, recruiting more Dunning-Kruger lemmings. And preferably, these candidates should be as dumb as possible. If they're illiterate and don't speak English, that's even better. If they have special needs, better still, because they'll require tons of government workers to take care of and nurture them. Now, the next step is promote conditions of violence, criminality, and anarchy. A writer named Sam Francis wrote about this in 2004 in an article called Anarcho-Tyranny, Where Multiculturalism Leads. It's not an accident that Venezuela looks like it does. Under conditions of anarcho-tyranny, the government has all the justification that it needs to establish a permanent state of emergency, you know, with anti-terrorism laws, special police powers to raid anybody at any time, a cloak of secrecy over top of all of their covert actions. So it's not an accident that they jam hostile ethnic and religious groups together. It's not like they didn't realize this would result in a social catastrophe. They understand it, but from their castles on the hill, it actually works to their benefit to have the peasants at each other's throats, because then they can use the force of the military to crack down on any of their enemies. So you look at a country like – you look at Germany, Britain, France. They are actually arresting people for mean social media comments. So they, under the rubric of we got to stop terrorism, they don't actually stop the jihad invasion. What they do is they stop people from complaining about it. So next, number four, you can use algorithms and data mining to create like a pecking order of your most loyal comrades to the renegades, you know, the troublemakers. I call them the effective resistors or the potential rivals. Effective resistors and potential rivals are the biggest danger to the overlords. The average person will put up with almost any amount of deprivation as long as they're not absolutely starving. But it's those pesky resistors that have to be dealt with, because they can gain a following. They can actually, you know, get a lot of people to follow them. Fortunately for the deep state overlords, they can just piggyback on top of social media, so their stooges at Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google can do the heavy lifting for them, and then the deep state overlords can just piggyback on top of that and put their thumb on the scale where necessary to make sure that troublesome, pesky gadflies, the effective resistors, the potential rivals, are throttled and have their volume turned way, way down. So that's got us up to number four now on the rules for deep state overlords. And I'm going to come back after this break, and we're going to go through the rest of them. And I hope you find this this interesting and informative, because we are being played, and it's up to us to figure out how to be effective resistors and how to actually, you know, not get our volume throttled down to where we have no impact. I'm doing pretty well getting on Alex Jones' show, I'll tell you what. So thanks, Alex, for the use of your fantastic platform. And we'll be back in a minute.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But
Chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
It's Matt Bracken.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, during the next segment, we'll take some phone calls at 877-789-2539. That's 789-ALEX. But I want to finish up my rules for deep state overlords. We got through number four, which was use algorithms and data mining and social media to, in a private way, sort of do what China's doing with the social credit system. It's not such a blunt instrument here yet that they, you know, you can't get on a train, but they can certainly take away your Patreon account or make it impossible for you to use credit cards like they have done to some conservatives. Just because they get brigaded, which means the liberals gang up on somebody and put in a ton of complaints saying that so-and-so is a hater or a Nazi or a racist. The next thing you know, you're an unperson. So that's how they do it in the land of the free as opposed to communist China. Now, number five on the rules for overlords is make sure that the media is a fully integrated part of the DSO team, the Deep State Overlord team. The owners and the major talking heads of the major networks, with Fox being in a gray area, its own special case, but the ABC and NBCBS, those guys, Time, Newsweek, Washington Post, Los Angeles Times, New York Times, these are the bellwether leading media sites. They're the ones that set the standard for what's truthful and valid and legit. Make sure that all of those owners are made members of the deep state. You know, their kids are going to go to the same colleges with your kids. When they get out, they'll take turns interning. You know, your kid will intern for me, my kid will intern for you. And we all, meet at the Cape or, meet at Doral, and we conduct our business privately, but we all know that we're all on the same team. This is how you wind up with guys like Anderson Cooper, you know, whose parents were CIA from all the way back. This is basically the modern extension of Operation Mockingbird. And now they're not even hiding it. You know, you see Brennan and Clapper on network television, and these guys are, you know, the epitome of deep state overlords. So in our country, just like the way that Facebook gives a private look, a private veneer to the social credit system, in America we have Pravda, but we have Pravda with, you know, a bunch of channels, but all the wires in the back are connected to the same outlet. So it gives the veneer of a free press. But if all there is, you know, a monolithic liberal media, and then they can just say, well, Fox, I mean, only Hannity's talking about that, and the kooks, you know, Alex Jones, Rush Limbaugh, they don't count. So as long as they have a plurality of the deep state media, they can just stick to their airtight narrative no matter what. Like Baghdad Bob before the tanks rolled into Baghdad, they'll stick to the narrative. So it's critical that you have the media. That's how you can get away with, say, an Operation Fast and Furious, hundreds of dead Mexicans and no reporters reporting about where the guns came from or how they were pushed to the cartels in order to smear the Second Amendment. I mean, that was a murder operation. Fast and Furious was a murder operation. When they got away with that, when the media firewalls held, then the Obama and Hillary Clinton administration, they knew they could get away with anything. They could sell our uranium. They could not rescue the people in Benghazi. They knew that the media would cover them no matter what. Okay. Number six, weaponize and politicize law enforcement, especially the Department of Justice, the FBI, and the intel agencies. Well, for the last at least 10 years, my sources tell me that to get into the FBI, you have to at least fake that you're a social justice warrior, or you will never pass their intake screening. You know, you have to prove that in college you were, a good comrade. So they're bringing through the ranks the comrades, and they're promoting up the ranks the comrades. That's how you get people like Peter Strzok as this sort of James Bond figure between all of, you know, the saving Hillary and from Uranium One and the email server, and then transitioning into the deep state coup against Trump. These are all SES, senior executive service members. And I'm not saying that all of the couple thousand SES members in the country are corrupt and are social justice warriors. But even if a third of them are, that's enough, because what they do is it's a term you need to understand called backstopping. They backstop one another. You know that you can get your friends off and you can nail your enemies because you know that the FBI agent will lie on his 302s, then charge somebody with 1001, lying to FBI. They know that corrupt judges will back them up. They know that between the Department of Justice, the FBI, and the corrupt federal judges, who are all social justice warriors, they can get away with anything. Now, after number six, number seven is when the social media throttling is not effective, when somehow somebody's cutting through, like, say, a Tucker Carlson, then you have to turn the screws up. And what they do is they look at these enemies, these bad comrades, from a deep state intelligence apparatus point of view, as if they were a Mission Impossible team in an enemy territory and their job was to destroy somebody. and they'll look at it from all angles and say, well, we can't just shoot the guy. We'll have to rig up a defamation case against him as a racist, which they're doing against Carlson right now. We'll have to maybe insert some false information, defamatory information about a false sexual history. If that doesn't work, if defamation, ridicule, throttling so that you have no reach with your audience, if none of that works, these people absolutely are not above moving on to wet operations. And what I mean is putting something, doing something that can sicken somebody. Instant heart attack is not out of the question. The technology has been available for, decades and decades. And I think of people like Andrew Breitbart or Seth Rich, or more lately in San Diego, Bray Payton. And I wonder, they're not going to walk up and shoot somebody in the head. They're going to have to make it look plausible. It's either going to be a street hit or a instant heart attack or instant swine flu and you're dead in 24 hours. This is crazy stuff, but these people are not above it. Remember, they did Operation Fast and Furious knowing hundreds of Mexicans would be killed, and they did it so that they could get rid of the Second Amendment or try to curtail our ability to buy semi-automatic rifles. This brings us back to number one. You have to disarm the population. That's the trickiest part for them because we've seen the play. We know how the Armenians, the Jews in Germany, the Tutsis in Rwanda, first they're disarmed, then they're scapegoated. And scapegoating serves a purpose of the deep state. It takes the attention of the unhappy masses off of the incompetently run economy, for example, and focuses it on an enemy that the deep state would also like to see eliminated. The landowning kulaks, the landowners in China, any group that the deep state would like to see out of the way will conveniently become the scapegoat for the anger of the masses. But first, they've got to do that tricky operation of disarming the population. And that's where I think that their plan is going to fall short, because they can't just grind this country into tyranny, which is what they're intending and trying fully to do. If Hillary had won, if there was a Democrat Congress right now, we'd be on the road to Venezuela, absolutely. But the best they can do, or maybe the worst, is foment the conditions for a civil war. They can't just cleanly get away with imposing a tyranny on us, not until we're disarmed. And that's why we'll never give up our guns. And if when I always say, if you're going to go buy ammunition, buy it by the case. If ammo's worth buying, it's worth buying a lot, because I think in the years to come, we're going to need it all. And when we come back on the other side of this break, then I'm going to go straight to the phone calls. See you in a minute.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Matt Bracken.
Okay, last segment, we're going to be taking phone calls, but I forgot to mention that that one of my novels, Domestic Enemies, The Reconquista, it's free on Kindle today. So if you go to Amazon, my Kindle page, you can download my Southwest Civil War novel, Domestic Enemies. Anyway, let's get right to the phone calls, and we're going to have to go through them quick because we only got one segment here. So Sean in New Jersey, what have you got for me? Something about the Second Amendment. Go ahead.
How's it going, Matt? How are you doing today, brother?
Great, thanks.
Happy New Year's and God bless.
Yeah, I don't know how you stand it in New Jersey. Did you turn in all your 30-round magazines?
I plead the fifth.
Yeah, I'll bet. Okay, go ahead.
Here's the deal. I'm a follower of Guns and Gadgets. He's a cop in Massachusetts. And he covers every state when it comes to the Second Amendment. The Democrats have this new bill. It's SB11 something. And it's their first bill they're going to try to push through the House other than obstructing President Trump and the wall that we want.
Right.
It is the absolute death of Second Amendment. It's the death of being able to manufacture a firearm and not having to register it so long as it meets the requirements for personal use. It's needing to go to an FFL to get a gun part. It's ridiculous. when are we the people going to wake up and realize that no matter whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, you all live behind high walls, you're protected by the guns you want to take away from us, and it is absolutely disgraceful. And all they do is pass laws that walk all over our Constitution.
Well, Sean, I read something a couple of years ago, an essay called Dear Mr. Security Agent, and it's primarily directed to federal law enforcement agents, but all law enforcement. It's not going to be the Manhattan and Malibu elites that are going to have to, strap on the body armor and kick down the doors when they finally say, we've got to actually go confiscate these things. It's going to be cops and federal agents. And I want to tell them right here up front, buddy, any gun that was legal, as say, 5 years ago, if you try to pass a magic wand and say this gun is now makes you a criminal, well, I'm going to keep the gun. And when you come and get it, you're going to get the bullets first. And, after a while, there won't be enough federal agents because, they're just going to run out of the numbers. They're just outnumbered 1,000 to 1 by deer rifles. 400-yard deer rifles fired one shot at a time will put an end to gun confiscation pretty fast. So it's easy for politicians and professors and movie, Hollywood types to talk about this, but it's going to be the cops and the federal agents that have to do the dirty work. And there just aren't enough of them. And if they're down for that struggle, then they're definitely an enemy of the, the Constitution. That's the oath we all took. Enemies foreign and domestic. I can read the Second Amendment. And you try to tell me that my Glock 19 or my AR-15 is now illegal to possess? I say, screw you, baby. Come on. Mullen Labe. Anyway, thanks, Sean. Let's get a Canadian perspective now. Alex in Canada. Canadian communism, it says. Go ahead, Alex.
Well, we're Canadian, so by listening and reading about your Constitution, I would agree with it a little bit more because it's clear and it doesn't infringe on our rights. But the thing is clear. Look at the French-Canadian province, Quebec. They've just put registry on the firearms. We have to register our firearms, but it's the only province in Canada. It's something weird. And Ontario, putting a law. I don't know if you heard about that. Well, if you
I know that a few years ago, they tried to register the long arms, and it was swamped with people putting in bogus, registering hair dryers, and it became such a fiasco that even the Liberals dropped it.
Well, nobody's going to register their firearms here in Quebec.
Don't. And I wouldn't. Or register one, broken 38 or 22, and that's it, just for the purposes of showing them something maybe. But I wouldn't register anything, with a scope on it or anything with it that takes a magazine. But I got to get through these really quick. Thanks. Now, Aaron in California, turn the other cheek, he says. Go ahead, Aaron.
Hello. You said earlier about fighting back. As a Christian?
Right.
Well, in my interpretation, when Jesus said to turn the other cheek, it's to turn the other cheek to fight back. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think that it was mainly meant in a family or a social sense. Repay your neighbor's hostility with hostility. But just as with thou shalt not murder being mistranslated intentionally into thou shalt not kill, turn the other cheek became extended to just there should never be a war. There's never a good reason for war. And obviously that's ridiculous. I mean, if the Nazis or the Imperial Japanese Army is coming, what, you're just supposed to surrender and offer your daughters to them? Forget it. No, there's no way. Let's see. Thanks, Aaron. Let's see. Richard in New York has something about the St. James Cross. Go ahead, Richard.
Yes, Matt, there is, the St. James Cross may be a mystery, but there's an actual fact in the United States that people have failed to recognize, and it's associated with two or three of the greatest spiritual mysteries on the face of the earth. They're located in the United States, and two of the mysteries are about the two witnesses before the Great Tribulation, and one of those witnesses is... Michael the Archangel in the form of one of the two witnesses. Those two witnesses did appear in the United States down a dirt road sandwiched between two mountains in one of our Rocky Mountain states. Now, one of the
Where are you learning this from? I mean, is this like a Bible verse you're referring to, or is this where is this coming from?
Well, when it comes to turn the other cheek, the cheek is an avenue of the face, and the face is a means of expression. So what it's really telling you is turn up your level of expression. In today's media, it is your free speech. Turn up your level of free speech. Don't be a doormat for these clowns. There's a
I agree. That's a good way of look. That is a good way of looking at it. Thanks, Richard. I got to get through a few more calls in the limited time I got here. Wild Man in Missouri. Go ahead, Wild Man.
Yeah, they're going to get around the Second Amendment with these red flag gun laws. They're passing them in state after state. They just passed it in Illinois. They signed it last week. They're getting ready to introduce it in Missouri. And what I think they're going to do, in each state that they pass these red flag gun laws in, they're going to push their people, the Democrats and the left wing, to call in and make up false accusations on all the conservative gun owners they know, and then they go and take their guns away. Then you don't know about it. Then you got to go to court and try to prove what they said was false to get them back.
Yeah, absolutely. And not only can they do that, they can combine that with swatting to make it sound like there's something terrible going on in the house. So while you're just sitting down eating dinner, here comes the SWAT team coming in heavy, hoping that you're going to reach for a gun so, you know, you can be a dead gun owner. But again, I got to get back to the police. Hey, police. Hey, fleas, federal law enforcement agents. It's going to be you at the front doors of these houses, and I'm telling you, it's not going to be smooth. You better think about the Second Amendment. You better think about the oath you took. Thanks a lot, Wild Man. Jeff in Texas. We've got, I think, there's one more call, if we can get it in. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, Matt. Go ahead. I'm just, I totally and 100% agree that, you know, the globalist and the deep state actually exist, and they're pulling lots of strings. However, I live in a small community in East Texas, where, man, I just hadn't seen any of the signs yet. So my question is, man, what can we do to recognize, you know, when they're coming to my neighborhood, and what can I do to, you know, help stop this?
If you live out in a rural area where, you know, your food doesn't come from 2,000 miles away, your water comes from underneath of your feet, then you're probably way off, better, far ahead of most people, especially that live in the big cities. I would say just, you know, stay in shape, keep your eyes open. When you see cities on fire, then you'll know. But, you know, if you're in a rural Texas or Missouri or Montana, you know, just to keep doing what you're doing and lay in food for some bad years, food and ammunition, and make sure you know where your water comes from under all conditions. All right, thanks a lot. This is Matt Bracken, and I'll see you Thursday after next or whenever they ask me to come on in the meantime. And don't forget to download my book on Kindle.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients.